Hello, and welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm the one in charge for the next hour, Mo. How are you guys doing? Boy, oh boy. Coming back from break has been a doozy, to say the least. Yeah, and on top of that, housing is right now, and that is just a mess for me, personally. Maybe I should have read more things thoroughly. Whoops, we all make mistakes. And classes for fall just got released, so having to look those over, figure out my schedule, and one that I inevitably will not get, of course. So, you know, a backup schedule and then a backup to the backup is always so fun. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's really just a stressful time of year, and I'm feeling it. Yeah. So this week, I'm playing some nice old man music. Not too old. I'm not giving you like 20s, you know. No, none of that. But you know, you'll catch the vibe. Just because lately I've been feeling like an old man. My knee and hip have been killing me all week, like so bad. I'm like hobbling while I walk, and then that's only making it worse because then the other side is overcompensating. It's horrible. And I've honestly just given up on my back pain because it's just, there's nothing to be done for it at this point. I truly believe it's unsolvable. Yeah. you know. Yeah, I'm just feeling old, guys. I don't know if it's like because it's spring and all the young things are starting to, you know, emerge, but boy oh boy, I've never felt so old. I don't know what it is. I guess because I've never been this old. But you know what I mean? Like I felt younger. That's funny. But like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel extremely old. And like a specifically an old grizzled man. Like not like a cutesy little old lady. Like that would go to the farmer's market, like what I want to be. I feel like the worst version, like a gnarly old man who's just like mean for no reason. Hopefully I'm not giving off those vibes, but that's what I'm feeling internally. Okay, so getting into the music, because it's going to be music, hello, heavy, because like I said, guys, I'm tired. It's been a really long week. Eventually I'll have an installment where I like talk again. I feel like I talk a lot, whatever. Anyway, this first song was one that I listened to all the time my senior year of high school. It was like a staple for me, and it's kind of funny because it's mostly instrumental and that's usually not my jam, but this song like just specifically scratched a part of my brain, and I hope it does the same to you. This is A Small Fruit Song by Al Stewart.
Said the apple to the orange, Oh, I wanted you to come close to me and kiss me to the core. Then you might know me like no other orange has ever done before.
Into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go.
That was Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. It's a hit. I love it. It's just, it's soothing. I don't know. It's like sad, but in a good, like a happy way. I don't know. But I found that it's very popular amongst women ages 55 to 75. And I guess that makes sense, like timeline wise, but like especially women, like guys like the song, or like, sorry, men. Elders like the song, but like women of that demographic really, really love this song. I don't know why. Anyway. Oh, okay. This next song was one of my top played my junior year of high school. I would listen to it on loop in the hallway and try to keep a straight face and not let anyone know what I was listening to. And you know, it really just hit at the time, and it still does today. It still does today, but just like differently. Like, I'm very happy I don't relate to this song as much as I used to. I'm okay with that, with growing out of that one, but it's still a great song. This is Dirty Work by good old Steely Dan.
time's a whore. You're afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be
to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Monopoly, 21 checkers and chess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Fred Lassie in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven. Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punt? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, then nothing. Egypt was troubled by the horrible ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Charles Darwin had the golden hats. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are you having a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the
Okay, that was Man on the Moon by R.E.M., a classic song, and for good reason. I feel like a lot of them that I'm playing today... Oh, I should also say, I have like 3 Bob Dylan songs in here. I'm sorry, I really like Bob Dylan. I like his songs. what can I say? Anyway, but there are a lot of classics, and I bet, like, especially this song was even better when, like, the references were relevant, like Andy Kaufman. No offense to the guy or anyone who feels like that should still be a relevant thing, or you identify with Andy Kaufman. I apologize. But more my point is, like, I feel like I understand the references made in the song, right? Like, I do. But I think it hits differently when things are written for and or about your generation or, like, things you're experiencing. I will say, though, I hate when songs or TV shows, like, overdo that. Like, I don't know. Like, certain songs, when they, like, try to fit, like, COVID-19, like, in verse, just to make it clear that this happened, like, in 2020, or, like, you know, in that time, like, in this era, this current era. I think that just, I feel like there are subtler ways one could do that, because also COVID-19 is just not a pleasant thing to be sung. Like, at least say coronavirus, that has a nicer ring to it. But oh my god, I completely lost the plot. I just feel like when things are, like, made specifically for your generation, obviously you're gonna connect with it a bit more. I love a good reference in a song. I love a cultural reference in general. And I feel like it's just more fun if you know them. And I, like I said, I know the ones in this song, right? But not because I experienced them, but because I was like, oh, I wonder what this means, and looked it up. And that just doesn't, it just doesn't feel the same. You dig? You're digging. I can tell. Anyway, this next song is just objectively good, no matter where you stand on the band. I feel like that's also a lot of these people. No matter where you stand on them, sometimes their music's just good. I also appreciate the message behind it. I'd say it's pretty close to my life philosophy as it is now. This is I'll Follow the Sun by The Beatles. Classic. They're classic. Sorry about it. Okay, playing the song now.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Gonna waste I'll come running to tie your shoe. 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 Thank you.
You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out?
That was Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan. Love Bob Dylan. I identify with that song a lot. Like, genuinely, it sums up a lot of my life experiences thus far. But I feel like I'm starting to identify with it less and less, which, similar to Steely Dan, while it is a wonderful song, probably a good thing that I'm growing out of it in that regard. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that, because, like, get over it. And this next set of songs is a bit more upbeat. I feel like this whole episode has been a little slower, a little da-da-da-da-da, but it's a slow season, I feel. Or at least it has been a slow month. Well, that's not true. I've just felt lethargic. Anyway... starting off, this first song is more of a grower than a shower. Okay, in the sense that, like, it gets larger sonically as it goes on. Do you know what? Let's cut my mic right now. I'm just gonna play the music, because what am I even saying at this point? Great question. This is Bell Bottom Blues by Derek and the Dynamos. Not the Dynamos. That's Mamma Mia. This is Derek and the Dominoes. Oh my gosh. Anyway, enjoy.
Bottom blues, you make me cry. I don't wanna lose this feeling. I can't get problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Okay, that was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. I loved listening to that one on my way home from school, also during my senior year of high school. A lot of these songs were really big for me senior year of high school. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. Sometimes people just enjoy things. Yeah, I don't know. You ever considered that, perchance? Okay, it has reached that time of the night for a quick PSA, and I chose this one because I read out of a booklet, and the picture that accompanies this PSA is the Beatles on Abbey Road, and I played the Beatles tonight, so it's only fitting. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Fun fact, the fine for jaywalking in Boston is $1 for your first 3 offenses, or maybe your first offense, then it goes up to $2, and then eventually it goes up to like 4. So guys, don't get caught jaywalking. I know I would never jaywalk, ever, and neither should you, because it's a crime and it's illegal. But if you're going to jaywalk, just make sure the car is going to stop. Because I feel like you can tell, like you can always tell whether the car is going to stop or not. But some people just cannot tell and they go and they almost get hit, or they don't go and they could have gone. And some people just lack that skill. And if you lack that skill, it's okay. Just wait for the crosswalk. You're maybe losing a minute. But if you have that skill... there are a few of us, use it because, or don't use it because it's illegal, but hypothetically. Anyway, the final song I have for you guys tonight is one that I have loved forever and probably will continue to love. I don't know. I think I started liking it freshman year of high school, maybe even eighth grade, to be honest. Really hard to say, a long time ago though. And I actually have a copy of this album like on vinyl, and the drummer of the band has it autographed, which is so random. Like, why did I do that? I don't know. I got it in New Orleans when I was visiting for spring break my junior year, whatever. If a man says he likes this band though, run. But I feel like me liking it, that's like fun and cute and fresh. You know? And on that note, have a great rest of your evening/morning. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. And this is In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. I know, guys. I know.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we